Okay, hi guys. It's our pre-show for Thursday. So, to recap some of the things that I think we might have talked about. Two more shows left of the week. Friday night, there will be no chat. We're live at the Hollywood Improv Lab with Andy Kindler, with Darren Carter, and with Melinda Hill. And I will be the host of Phil Hendry and Friends. On Saturday, we will have some kind of a show to take the place of the chat, which we will not have. On Sunday, a brand new Elcott, The Next Step. All next week, we will have fill-in shows. We will have Pete Bone filling in for two of those days. And then we have three shows that have never been heard on our free feed, ever. And they're in recent, they're of recent broadcast, of recent podcast, of recent spreadcast, phlegmcast, whatever the fuck. On the following Friday, a week from Friday, there will be no chat. There may be a text chat, but no video chat for sure. And that is because it is a vacation week. On the following Saturday, that is a week from this Saturday, there will be perhaps some Saturday best of show. I'm not sure at this point what that will be. And then on Sunday, there will be an Elcott show. And most likely, it will be pulled from the Elcott archives. So there is the battle plan here for our week of vacation coming up, just so you guys know. I apologize for the lack of chats over the course of 2 weeks, but it just so happens that our appearance on Friday night at the Hollywood Improv Lab coincided, the dates worked out for us in terms of taking a vacation. And those vacation dates were actually suggested to me by Alex and others as a good time for the show to take a week off. So, and it just so happens to fall a week after, you know, the week following our Hollywood improv thing. So that's how that, you know, work out. And we are going to be with you on the 16th, back live on the 16th. On the 18th, in New York City, is the Adult Swim. I believe it's the annual Adult Swim party. They have a party because the upfronts are in New York, where they pick all the shows, TV shows. And I get invited to this every year, and I'm really, you know, grateful. And I was thinking, I haven't decided, I was thinking I'd make it out to this because we have, I've had an animation show that is fully developed that we have been sitting on ever since, you know, 2 or 3 years ago when, you know, we developed this animated show in conjunction, Angela Frame and I developed this in conjunction with, not really in conjunction with, but we were sitting down with some of the guys over at Starburn to see how they could help us produce it. And it just wasn't the right timing. So we've sort of been sitting on this show. And I thought I'd like to take it, or at least take the concept, to New York for the Adult Swim party on Wednesday the 18th. I don't know if they're even going to have any business that they're going to be able to talk, but possibly we'll do that. And that's one of those things where you know, that's why we put the remote equipment together to do the podcast as badly as that in terms of actual technical proficiency, as bad as that was. That was what we had hoped we would be able to do a remotes like that. However, you know, we can still do remotes. You don't even need fucking podcast equipment anymore, man. You can do it off your fucking phone. You can do a remote podcast easy off your phone. And the video quality is great. And the audio quality isn't half bad. And bang, there you are. And you put it in that little fucking movie maker program and jack your, you know, if you got enough Wi-Fi, if you got enough bandwidth, enough, you know, signal strength, wherever, you can actually put it together, throw it on there, edit it, and it's done. The problem with me is I go to all these goddamn places where there's no fucking Wi-Fi. Hawaii, who would think Hawaii? You know, Kauai? I mean, I know that it's kind of a tropical island, but come on, man. Big Sur, forget it. That's where we're going next week. We're going there for 3 days. But there's no fucking way I'm going to go through what I went through last August and September during my birthday when we were trying to do shows from up there. No fucking Wi-Fi at all. They had one goddamn tower, I think, and the whole of the area there. So, you know, hey, I'm not complaining. I'm not saying, hey, you know, why don't you guys have far better shit for Phil? But if that's the way it is, then that's the way it is, you know? But I do believe New York ought to be different. I don't know what gets me, you know, kind of a wild thought I have that New York City, which, by the way, that was my favorite part of the show yesterday when Margaret was saying to Dana Loesch, she was saying, and Dana, I think that what you're going to need, even though you're beautiful, but you will have to have the boob job. Boob job. It was a low blow, but Margaret was saying it. I wasn't. All right. Train, rolling down the bend. Let's take a look and see what we got today for, you know, our viral stories. Looking for Google. Where's Google Chrome? There we are. Email, Bing, Bing, da da ding, da da ding, Bing, da da ding, da do. Poster. Okay, cool. There's our confirmation for poster. Okay, I'm gonna do this. Forward this on to my lady. Forward. Ah, shit. Okay. And then we go over to the other one, which is the, what is that? Okay. And this is a, okay. Forward this on to, no, you ass. Rolling down the room. Train. Okay. All right. Now let's see what our viral emails got to tell us. Here's our first one here. This ought to be interesting. This is Apple loses trademark fight over iPhone name in China. How do you like that? Well, naturally they are. The Chinese are going to do whatever the fuck they want. Because Apple revenue falls for the first time since 2003. Isn't that interesting? I mean, it's not unusual for a company's revenue to have, you know, ups and downs. But for Apple having such a long, you know, unequaled string of success. Well, I don't know if it's unequaled, but to have such a long run of nothing but showing profit is pretty heavy. I mean, it's heavy, Jack. It's heavy. Here's one here. Ted Cruz is out, baby. He's done. He's finished. Accidentally punches and elbows his wife, Heidi, going for a hug with his dad. This is the headline in Newsmax? You guys at Newsmax, you know, the day will come when you pieces of shit over there just got, not that Ted Cruz is my favorite guy, I could give a fuck about Ted Cruz, but you motherfuckers, you are conservatives at Newsmax. You represent the whole completely bankrupt wing of the, you know, right wing movement, whatever the fuck it is. You are the conservative end of that thing. You're the Tea Party end. That's your boy. And there you are mocking him, making fun of him, and ultimately, you know, embarrassing him and humiliating him. And that's a headline. He accidentally punches and elbows his wife. That is from Newsmax. Newsmax is now going to have to reinvent itself as something that's relevant. You know, Newsmax is a propaganda sheet that is published by these fucking right-wingers, and they're super conservative. All that shit that you would think of when you think of conservatives, the whole religious liberty bullshit, the social conservatism, the, you know, and we find out with the showing of Ted Cruz, the primaries, no one in America gives a fuck. Not even the Republican Party gives a shit. They don't give a fuck about your transgender bathroom shit. They don't care about gay marriage. You know, everybody has moved on, man. And it got Ted Cruz beaten. What is this, man? And this motherfucking Cruz, I mean, well, take a look at this. I want to show you this. Yeah, I can make fun because I'm not part of this group. I'm speaking not so much on behalf of Ted Cruz as I'm just talking to Newsmax and asking, you know, what do you guys do for a living over there? There's Cruz, bang, hits her, continues with the embrace, and then the elbow in the face. Now, this is a guy that is such a fucking psychopath and so single-minded when it comes to his intended purpose that he just keeps right on going, punching and elbowing away. Any normal human being is going to feel that. At least they're going to recognize that they made contact with another person in an unintended way. And I'm saying unintended, you know, I'm hoping it's unintended. But not Ted Cruz, because Ted Cruz is not a normal person. He's abnormal. He has an abnormal personality. He does. He has no conscience. That's why the idea that the guy is a Christian, whatever. He has no conscience. He has no ability to feel anything for people. You know, and you may think that that's an impossible, absolutely impossible. But remember one thing about psychopaths. If there's one thing that proves somebody's a psychopath, it's when someone that knows them says, oh, not in a million years. He's the nicest guy. Oh, no, I know him. And he would, aha, because they're complete bullshit artists. They can camouflage their personalities, camouflage their intent. They're predatory. I think what happened to Ted Cruz as far as the Donald Trump thing goes is Trump has dealt with people like this before. And so he was, I think he recognized the type that he was dealing with there. This is that's my two cents. And could I be wrong? Of course. Fuck, I could, you know, be dead wrong. Wave of dead sea creatures hits Chile's beaches. Dead sea creatures, I say. Heaps of dead whales, salmon and sardines, blamed on the El Nino freak weather phenomenon, have clogged Chile's Pacific beaches in recent months. Wow. Well, let's take a look at that. Well, Ed, what are you... I can tell you, sir, it's crazy. It is crazy. It's wild, isn't it? It is wild because what has happened, Ed, are these dead sea creatures. And I haven't seen so many dead things on a beach since my wife's last hen party. Where we lit a bonfire for them down there. But, Ed... So there you go with that, man. Then we have news from, is this Metallica once considered making Lars Ulrich frontman? Oh, once considered making Lars Ulrich a frontman. Black Album among best-selling metal discs of 2016. How do you make a guy a frontman? I always felt that it was just whichever guy was the natural sort of musical leader of the band, you know? I don't know. Here's something here. 10 unforgettable James Hetfield moments. Oh, shit. Wait a minute, man. All right, here we go.
Fucking nuts tonight! Fuck loved music. He was probably the only one in the band that had studied music properly, you know, going to music classes, studying theory. And he introduced harmony to me, you know, the guitar player and singer, you know, hello, thank you. He liked country music. He liked shooting guns. He liked being out in the wilderness. He liked...
Wait, I got to check something first. Hold on. I gotta check something, man. How much time we got with this piece of shit? Okay, good. All right, okay. I thought something happened to James Hetfield. What's with all this fucking... I guess it's some anniversary or something.
Reading bizarre things. I respected him completely because he had his own vision on how he wanted to be. And no one could fuck with that. Nobody could.
Yeah. I don't want to pick a fight.
This is so silly. You're just sitting there going, I'm in a really pissy mood. And
I fucking told you straight up that I was.
Right.
And what are you trying to do?
I'm not trying to do fucking shit. You're just sitting here being a complete dick.
You're really helping matters. You're really good at that. I was straight up with you and I told you I'm in a shit mood. And what have you been doing? Fucking picking at me all night.
Rehab was kind of like the last ditch effort. If all else fails, that will work. And I was afraid to test that. What if it doesn't work?
James Hetfield was forced to confront his demons during a hunting trip in Russia.
I was in Siberia, in the middle of nowhere.
We're in this chicken shack, 4 feet of snow, with Russians. And they all have AK-47s and vodka. There was nothing to do for a week except sit there and drink. It just felt like a coffin almost for me. Then when I came home, the behavior continued and it just spun out of control. It was ripping my family apart. There was some ultimatums, you know, being thrown out of the house. It took that for me to realize, you know, what a problem it was and, you know, what I could lose with it.
When you're down there welding, I mean, you're in a zone this big. And it's the same with music. It's the same with lyrics. I come up here and it's like, I don't know what I'm going to make. Just start. And it's a very freeing feeling. I mean, you never know what you're going to end up with. I mean, cars are like people to me. They like love. I mean, they love to be touched. They love to be handled. They love to be driven. They love to be admired.
We're somewhat of a heavy band, and we have a small list that we'd like to also just put some nods out and maybe plant a little seed. It's a band called Deep Purple. Thin Lizzy, Rush, Kiss, Ted Nugent, Alice Cooper, Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, Motorhead, who we would love to invite through the door now. All right?
This is my higher power. This is an angel bringing the gift of music to me. These are actually my...
This is great stuff, really is, but I got to get going. Thank you very much, James. I thought you were dead or something, man. I thought, what is this James Hetfield stuff? Did we print this off? Okay. All right. And then finally... Son of a fucking cunt bitch. 20 minutes. Okay. Finally. Emma Watson, changing the world one dress at a time? Are you serious? Actress wears dress made of recycled plastic bottles to Met Gala in New York. The Met Gala. Oh, whatever, man. But he was talking about the Met Gala, and I guess that's when everybody pretends like they give a fuck about opera music and stuff, right? All right, man. That's all I got. AIDS sought urgent help for Prince. Always. Mother's Day is this weekend. You remember when Mom made you like pancakes that were shaped like a Valentine's? Remember that? Remember when Mom made the perfect popcorn for movie night? She put notes in your lunchbox. In other words, she was doing all these special little things, funny stories that she told you. Do you remember all those things, huh? You don't? Well, some fine son or daughter you are. Now, let me tell you. I don't know what this goddamn thing is. Let's check this out, man. See what we can do with this shit. Fuck! Give me a fucking pen, man. Wave of Dead Sea creatures hits Chile's beaches. God damn. Oh, who is that? Dr. William Brown.
Yes, well, this is Dr. William Brown, and I have been studying this. As you know, I do not like animals, and I have my reasons for that, but I have worked my ass off to try to save these animals. The best we know how is, and by the way, if you don't think I despise these animals.
What are you doing working with these sea animals or any of these animals?
Don't ask me the question, please, General Shaw. Don't ask me the question everyone asks me. They all ask me the same thing. They all say, why are you working with these animals? And I will say...
That's exactly what I want to ask you.
And I will tell you, you know what? I hate them. It's none of your fucking business.
Hey.
Sorry.
Dr. William Brown, that's it. The Beijing Municipal High People's Court ruled in favor of Xingtong Yande Technology, the official legal daily newspaper, to trademark iPhone for leather products and tattoo. Apple filed a trademark bid for the name for electronic goods, but it was not approved until 2013. Apple's disappointed the Beijing Higher People's Court chose to allow Xingtong to use the iPhone mark for leather goods when we have prevailed in several other cases. We intend to request a retrial with the Supreme People's Court. It will continue to vigorously protect our trademark rights. We work hard to make the best products in the world and want to ensure our customers' experience is not compromised by companies who try to profit from using our brand. The mouthpiece. All right, let's see. Vernon Dozier. Steve Lee.
This is business, and this is something that's very interesting to me. The Chinese, and this is why this guy Donald Trump, this is why I'm throwing in with Trump. This is why I think this guy is going to be good for us. He's going to take down these Chinese.
And how is he going to do that? How are you going to tell the Chinese what to do?
Here's what you do. You tell the Chinese that you don't get to sell anything in America unless you are, you know,
David Hall is the best character for that. Vernon Dozier. Bob Green.
Well, Phil, I supported the Ted Cruz. This is Bob Green here, and I had supported this man's candidacy, and I was very sorry to see what happened. What happened today, though, I think is an understandable thing. You don't like to see it happen, but when you have put so much...
Always the sun. Vernon Dozier, Bob Green, Dr. William Brown. Oh, man. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Oh, wait a minute, man. I was going to do Jim Steele. What am I doing? Oh, you fucking whore, Henry. I'm not doing a fucking panel show. I'm doing Jim fucking Steele, bitch. Nice one, Henry. You dummy. Spending all this fucking time on show prep. Ah, fuck me. All right, well, cool. There's some, like... Beds.
But not better.
Blow it out your ass.
New and better. The 2017 Hyundai Elantra with Lane Departure.
Go fuck a duck. Well, where's the fucking album, man? The soundtrack. Yeah, fuck. All right, man, I'm ready. I don't know whether this will work or not. Testing 1, 2, 3. I don't understand, man. Is there just fucking one goddamn... Oh. I need some kind of fucking workout fucking music. Anyway, where are we at here, man? Let's listen to this. Let's see what this sounds like, okay?